Good morning. It's August 16th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. This morning's title is Restoration, and that was Stephen Sharp Nelson on cello playing Beautiful Savior. The Lord restored his fortunes. In fact, the Lord gave him twice as much as before. Job 42:10. Many people know the story of Job, even if they aren't from the Judeo-Christian tradition. God agreed to allow Satan to test the faith of Job, the most righteous and faithful of all the men on earth. Satan took everything from him, his land, his wealth, his family, even his health. His friends who came to support him turned on him instead, convinced that he must have egregiously sinned against the Lord for all these calamities to fall upon him. But Job never lost his faith that God would rescue him. Yes, he eventually became impatient, and yes, he eventually became angry, but he always acknowledged God's sovereignty. Job knew he came into the world with nothing and would leave with nothing, and anything that happened in between was just as much a gift from God as his every breath had been. Job 1:21. Through these devotionals, we've reviewed several lives where it seemed all was lost, but turning to Jesus restored their purpose, their joy, and magnified their effect in the world. Joni Erickson Tada, paralyzed from the neck down as a teen, became one of the most effective evangelists of the 20th century, as did Chuck Colson after serving time for his role in the Watergate scandal that destroyed Richard Nixon's presidency. Eric Liddell refused to compete in the 100-yard dash, in which he almost certainly would have won Olympic gold for Great Britain. But the race was held on a Sunday, the Lord's Day of Rest. While Liddell lost his chance at being the fastest man in the world, he went on to be fulfilled as a missionary in China, and eventually as one of the most famous testimonies to faith in history. Erich Bonhoeffer refused to knuckle under to Nazi pressure. He made sure the Lutheran Church of Germany condemned the persecution of Jews and the handicapped. He first gave up his job, then his family, then his freedom, and finally his life. But his story of courage and faith has literally inspired millions. God has a plan for those who love him, to heal and restore. Whether it is our health, our livelihood, our families, our relationships, or even our freedom, trusting in the Savior to do just that leads to remarkable results. Was Tada's paralysis reversed? Did Chuck Colson avoid prison and derision from many? Did they let Erich Liddell run the race on another day? Did Bonhoeffer avoid his execution? No, none of these things happened, and yet there is no question that in every case their faith restored them to joy and peace, and God used them to bring the same to literally millions and millions of others. Look beyond your closer circumstance. Look beyond your affliction, poverty, or heartbreak. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus and leave it all at the foot of the cross, Hebrews 12:2. He will come through for you. It may not be in the manner or the timing of your choosing, but that's why we depend on the one with the bigger picture, the one who made the picture in the first place, to work everything together for good. Thank God. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:1. Dear Heavenly Father, let us remember that our Lord, your Son, laid down his Godhead and suffered and died in our place, that we might share the joy of eternity as your children. No calamity that befalls us is beyond the reach of your mercy and your restorative power. Use us, Lord, to advance your kingdom on earth in any way you see fit. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.